855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-FREE. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. You can go to the website, freetalklive.com, upload whatever stories, blog posts, whatever you'd like. People vote them up, vote them down. Free Talk Live's interactive that way. Now, let's go to, here's a shocking story, Wayne, that kind of passed me by. This happened in 2007, and I don't think we talked about this here on Free Talk Live. It's been more than 4 years, but there's been a ruling in this case, and, you know, justice's terrible swift sword and all. Finally, for more than 4 years later, we have some kind of...
A speedy trial.
Yeah, closure. It's not just a speedy trial. This is the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals coming ruling on this. But, you know, we were talking in the last hour about how to see improvements in the judicial system. And the fact that it takes 4 years to find out a final disposition on a case is absolutely terrible. It's terrible customer service. No business could get away with this. I mean, this is ludicrous. But let me read this to you. This is from thenewspaper.com. Federal court says the traffic stop does not justify home entry. Here's the story. A police officer has no right to pursue a minor traffic stop into a home, according to a ruling handed down Wednesday by the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Tenth Circuit. A three-judge panel considered what happened after police in Sulphur, Oklahoma, saw a suspect allegedly driving with faulty taillights on July the 23rd, 2007.
Faulty taillights.
Murray County Deputy Sheriff Craig A. Billings signaled 17-year-old Joshua Burchett, who was driving the car, to pull over. Burchett continued on for two blocks, parked in the driveway of his parents' three-bedroom home, ran inside, and hid in the bathroom. Billings called for backup and Sulphur police. I can imagine why somebody would think this. That they would think that, you know, well, once I get home, I'm safe. I'm at home base.
They lock the bathroom door,
and then they have no ability to come after me. And I don't think that's necessarily true. But, you know, here in the house, in this case, it was disastrous, but it all kind of finally worked out with the court. And I'll tell you how. So anyway, the officer calls for backup, and a couple of other officers show up. Billings began kicking the door, which woke the parents, Jose and Christina Mascoro. Jose Mascoro opened the door, and Billings pointed a gun at his head, yelling, "On your knees, MF-er! Where is he? Where is he?" Now, can you imagine what it is like waking up in the middle of the night, going to your door that's being practically kicked open by somebody, and then having somebody pointing a gun at your head and talking like this? I mean, this poor guy had no idea, so obviously he wasn't being terribly compliant. How could he be? How could he answer this officer's question? So, I mean, he's lucky he didn't get pistol whipped or shot, frankly. So when Christina Morosco asked whether Billings had a warrant, she was blasted in the mouth with pepper spray. Okay, this lady asked the officer if he had a warrant here in the United States of America, where, you know, unless you've got a warrant, you can't just go searching houses. He shot her in the face with pepper spray.
Mm, that's disrespectful.
Well, that's customer service.
That's also unprofessional.
Yeah, it's terrible. Billings then sprayed the other residents, including Morosco's 14-year-old son. Christina Morosco retreated to a back bedroom. I've been sprayed with pepper spray, and how she was able to do this is beyond me. She called 911. Officer Watkins pulled her outside while Deputy Billings kicked the door in on the bathroom, gun drawn, to retrieve Burchett. Jose and Christina Morosco, after being treated at the hospital, were arrested and charged with obstructing a police officer in the performance of his duty.
By asking for a warrant.
That's the only thing they had any evidence of. The district court judge described the state of their home as ransacked after the officers left. Now, this is the judge. So if a judge, an officer of the court, is describing, you know, a government bureaucrat is describing the actions of other government bureaucrats as having left the house in a ransacked shape, I can only imagine the disastrous shape it was in.
So I assume these people were immigrants.
I don't know. I mean, you know, their names don't sound all lily white, if that's what you're asking me. Christina doesn't sound particularly, you know, who knows? I have no idea. This young son, you want me to make a supposition based on names, Wayne? I'll go right ahead. Jose is of a Latino descent. He is an American citizen. Christina is a irregular Anglo-American who found love in the Latin Quarter, and her young son, that's why his name is Billings, and she's got a couple of kids from previous marriage, and then, you know, met the love of her life, Jose. That's my guess. I'm only taking a poke at it with names. I got no idea who these people are. So, the Moriscos sued, claiming the officers made an illegal entry, used excessive force. Really? And made a false arrest. Law enforcement officers moved to dismiss the case based on their qualified immunity from prosecution. They argued that their actions were justified because they had been in hot pursuit of a fleeing suspect.
Over a taillight bulb.
Qualified immunity. So how, America, how are you going to get good customer service out of your employees? And that's what they're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. The government employees are supposed to work for us.
How protect and serve.
How are we going to get these people to provide good customer service if we give them immunity from their actions? I want you to try to imagine employing somebody to do something around your house and then telling them that they don't actually have to do it, but they'll get paid hourly for not doing it. I mean, the police officers are supposed to be there to protect and serve people just like Jose and Christina, and they didn't do that. Now, their young son, Joshua, certainly should not have run from the police over this taillight incident, but I'm sure he was scared. He probably had, I'm just guessing, he probably had something on him. He knows how young men are treated by police.
Well, there's also a lot more stories coming out about this type of police abuse, and maybe there was other police abuse in that area or that town. And he just didn't want to be around. He just thought, well, these guys are scary. I don't want to get in their way.
He was clearly operating from fear. There's no doubt about that. The appeals court considered U.S. Supreme Court precedent on the question to determine whether exigent circumstances authorized their entry into the home without a warrant. They found only felony cases allowed such entry into extreme cases. Mm-hmm. We did not find the circumstances here amount to the kind of exigency excusing an officer from obtaining a warrant before entering a home, said Judge Terrence L. O'Brien for the court.
Good for him.
The intended arrest was for a traffic misdemeanor, but
misdemeanor.
Yeah.
Traffic.
Well, so I guess what the suggestion here is that everything would have been okay with what these officers did if Joshua had committed a felony. And I don't think that's okay either. The first thing this officer did was point a gun at this guy's head. He was kicking this guy's door in, and he pointed a gun at his head. This guy didn't commit a felony. You do not draw a weapon on somebody who has not committed a felony unless, as far as I'm concerned, drawing a weapon on somebody who has not committed a felony is... It opens them, creates the right for that person to draw a weapon and shoot you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's you only have the right to hold a weapon on somebody who would have committed a felony,
well,
in my opinion.
If you're awakened in the middle of the night and you hear somebody breaking into your home, the first thing you're going to think is, oh, this is a burglar or some right.
These officers with their action are lucky that Jose didn't decide to just plug three rounds through the door,
right,
instead of answering it.
Yeah. I mean, and that would be very unfortunate, but that's what you that's I, the right, risk I, you run as a police officer. That's probably why he held the gun to him, because he didn't want to get shot.
Right. I mean, yeah. I understand why he would bang loudly on the door. I get that. We need to get somebody's attention. It's late at night. I understand. A criminal has run into this home. I get all that. But the actions after that, this lady says, you got a warrant. He sprays her in the face in her own doorway with pepper spray.
Totally inappropriate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And this would not, in my opinion, be excused for a felon. These people weren't harboring anybody. And until you can prove that, you don't use this kind of force on them. There's a little bit more here, not much.
What do you think, Mark? Could it be roid rage?
I think that these people are just hyped up on their own power in a lot of cases. You know, the kind of people that would be petty dictators can be drawn to this type of work.
Absolutely.
855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm and Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com. A water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the Sickle toll-free call-in line. 1-855-450-3733. Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? If you want to take back control of your own money, take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency and is gaining popularity every day. It's free to accept, free to use, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. Again, it's weusecoins.org to find out more about the Bitcoins. Been looking at them here recently. They had a little drop again. Sure hope they go back up. Thinking they can, but you know, they're really not intended to be a commodity. They were really intended to be a way to buy, sell, and trade on the internet, sort of like using cash.
So. Yeah, it's a very interesting model, and I think if you're going to buy them, I mean, I always like to look, follow it for a while, and then wait for a dip. And
this might be the dip. I don't know.
The dip.
So anyway, let's real quick. Got a call here on the line about similar to this regarding this, but I want to real quick finish up this article. This is this Judge O'Brien here says from the Tenth Circuit. The intended arrest was for a traffic misdemeanor committed by a minor with whom the officer was well acquainted, who had fled into his family home from which there is only one exit. Have you ever been in a home where there's only one exit?
It violates the fire code.
It's really strange. I've never seen such a thing. The risk of flight or escape was somewhere between low and non-existent. Moreover, there was no evidence which could have potentially been destroyed, and there were no officer or public safety concerns. Police officers lose their qualified immunity if their on-duty actions violated a constitutional right. The panel found that these officers could be sued because they violated the Fourth Amendment protection against unreasonable searches and seizures. And, yep. This is that's the case, you know, that wasn't worth doing this. I don't think that they're, even if it was a felony, that they should have been able to do this to his parents, and that's what they did. They just went that crazy on his parents. Let's go to Howard in Pennsylvania. Howard?
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
All's well.
I wanted to say that as far as cops go, that I found, like, a really good approach for me that works well is, like, I tell them, if they ask me something, I say, I didn't do it, and I don't know who did. And it really worked.
if they ask you anything, you just say, I didn't do it, and I don't know who did?
Yeah. And also, the times that they've asked me questions, like they asked me, did you ever use drugs? And I said, no, never. They first thing out of their mouth was, that's the right answer. Like, that is the right answer, you know? Like,
that's always the right answer. Absolutely.
Don't tell them the truth. You guys say that all the time. It's like they lie to you. So, you know, just, and, you know, it is.
You mean so that if you said, well, I haven't done them in over 25 years, that would be.
No, just say never, never, never.
It's. You know, I don't think you can be held liable for doing, for telling, you know, some kind of fib to an officer.
Cops
when.
They'll find a reason. Cops will do it.
Yeah, I think you've got to lie in these circumstances. I think the proper answer, the legal answer, is, officer, if you're conducting an investigation, please contact my attorney. And
you guys do have that down pretty good.
Usually,
in my life, it doesn't.
That makes
work
them mad.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I don't like lying to people.
Go ahead. Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I don't generally like to lie to people or police officers or anybody for that matter, but if somebody's asking questions that aren't appropriate, then I'll tell them so and not answer them.
I know, and it's none of their business. I guess you're right. The right reason is to just come right out and say, but with police, you know, this is just my experience. It really is the best thing to say to them. Is just, you know, don't, you know, you got to play the way they do.
Yeah.
The way Mark, I was wondering, like, you're really like a nice guy as far as you're like, you know, you don't sweat cannabis. Like, you don't have like a, you don't smoke it as far as you say, but you're really like open and I appreciate that. But like, you seem like you might like it sometimes. I mean, I like cannabis. Why doesn't does your wife like, just won't let you smoke it or
well,
like,
you know, I've had experiences that have, you know, some drugs really appeal to some people more than they appeal to others.
Yeah,
and
exactly, yeah.
And you know, cannabis never was a big issue for me one way or the other. My wife, whom makes my life better in so many ways,
so it's worth it. Yeah,
yeah, it's just worth it for me. I appreciate you approaching it though. Everybody's got to make their own decisions.
Yeah, I know. I just always wondered because like, sometimes you seem like, you know, you might like it sometimes, but you made a commitment to her and you told her that I wouldn't do that. And I understand that, you know, her background probably makes her feel a lot more secure. And you are a good guy. That was so awesome what you shared, like, the other day about how, you know, you've had difficulties in your life and you learn from them and you're showing people that people can be, you know, different and stuff.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons
that they're good people, you know.
Like, that's the reason that I share my felony conviction with people.
I know.
I try to tell people about it because all kinds of different people can draw all kinds of different conclusions. Some people can say I'm a bad guy and I don't deserve to be able to be on the radio and that the success that I have is ill-earned and blah, 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 blah.
I've never heard that. I've never heard that once.
I absolutely have.
Knuckleheads at that,
yeah.
But...
I'm sure I've absolutely heard people say that. But most people say to themselves, well, wow, that's an inspiring story from which I can, you know, glean something or other. Some convicted felons, they get out and they hear this and they say to themselves, well, man, if he can have that kind of success, I can have success too. And I, you know, that's all I want is to be an inspiration in some way or another to people. Keeping the story hidden doesn't do any good to anyone. It just has me sulking in the dark someplace.
I know. That's what I think so cool, and you are. You know, my view was never like anything negative. It's like I saw honesty, and I see the person that you are and what you do every day, so that's what matters to me. So I just wanted to let you know that I appreciate your efforts, and I know that you're busting your ass now that Ian's not around. So.
That much is true.
Thank you, Mark.
Yes, he is.
And you know, you too. You're all right. I like you guys' show. I kicked up my amping thing. I'm going to try to keep it up as long as I can, but I appreciate your efforts. So thanks for letting me call, and I appreciate your show.
Thanks for the call, Howard. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733. And this is, you know, that's one of the things here is that my experience largely with law enforcement has been pretty good. You know, most of them have not treated me badly or anything like that. I didn't come, you know, I don't have bitter conclusions based on my personal experience with law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
I have certainly seen things happen to other people that probably were outside of the bounds of what would be considered constitutional by the United States courts. And I think that the way that we're going to rid ourselves of these kind of activities, the way that you're going to see law enforcement act in a capacity that is righteous rather than in a capacity that, you know, it's the ends justify the means. I think we have a lot of that going on,
mm-hmm.
is to have people videotaping, holding officers accountable. I would like to see a situation where, you know, in the long run, officers have to have video cameras on them at all times, you know, like little tiny video cams right in their badges. And if it's not working, you get docked a day's pay or something like that. Some kind of punishment for not wearing your badge cam, because the citizens deserve to know that. Have it automatically uploaded to a website where people from that town can look at what their cops are doing, their employees. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live. That's 855-450-3733. Go check out listen.freetalklive.com. There are a myriad of ways to listen to Free Talk Live. We try to make it as easy as possible for you to listen to Free Talk Live. You can go to listen.freetalklive and find out all the ways that you can listen. Live streams, many of our mini radio stations, satellite options, webcam, listen lines. It's listen.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding on your business and personal life? If you knew thousands of liberty-loving individuals were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you want to join them? You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Again, it's freestateproject.org. Let's go to Ray in Texas. We're talking about this situation of cops abusing their authority. And Ray?
How are you doing?
All's well.
I think we need to take example from the Brazilians. If you go to YouTube, and it was a soccer game, and what happened is this guy was carrying a sign out on the field, and the cops came and they tasered him and started just beating the crap out of him. Well, what the people in the stands did, they didn't have to stand for that. They got finally tired of it, so they all came down and rushed the cops. I mean, like several hundred people just rushing the cops, and the cops were scared. I mean, really scared, like running off scared. So I think we all need to start sticking up for each other and stop being wimps, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean,
the guy
you know,
got tasered that time, you know, don't tase me, bro. Why didn't people stand up that time? I mean, I don't understand people.
You kind of have that sound in your voice of the "Don't tase me, bro" guy. Can you just say yell for me, "Don't tase me, bro"?
Don't tase me, bro.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good.
You know, there's no reason. I saw that same video in Brazil, and there was no reason for those cops to just begin wailing on that dude like they did.
No, that one had his.
They could have killed him.
Beating the crap out of him.
They could have killed him. What they were doing, and. You know, the police got away without being injured in that one. They were just kind of chased off. Isn't that correct?
Exactly.
So, I mean, I've got to say that I don't feel bad about what happened there at all in the least. I don't think that the a good solution for violence is violence, and especially if you're dealing with the state. But
we can scare them off. I mean, in numbers, you know what I'm saying?
Numbers do tend to scare them, indeed.
If we start standing up like that, they won't be able to do anything.
Yep. Well, I think that the single best thing that one can do is videotape, what's going on. If you don't have numbers, and it's really difficult to get numbers.
And you don't want to be one who ends up getting caught for being violent against police officers, but I think the camera is the best tool.
Well, because, you know, that one guy is going to jail for 72 years for videotaping now.
I'd be willing to bet, it was 75, and I'd be willing to bet that, for one, that's in Illinois, which has a specifically the law was written to protect police officers in, like, Illinois, Maryland, and Virginia. But there's been a ruling by the First Circuit Court of Appeals that said that basically it is a right to videotape police officer, you know, public servants doing the public's will on public property. So I like people's chances doing videotaping right now. Mm-hmm. I think that the movement, the zeitgeist, as it were, the public awareness is beginning to be shown on this issue, and they've got nowhere to hide. The cops have nowhere to hide on this one.
Yeah,
and I think people should start learning their rights and what the actual laws are. As if I were to be pulled over by a cop, I know what my rights are. I know that I'm not engaged in commerce, so the Texas Transportation Code does not apply to me, of course. But I know all that information already, and that's why I can actually rule over them, because I know what the difference between a law and an ordinance is. You know?
So is this
driving and traveling, the difference?
Do you drive without a license plate on the back of your vehicle?
I don't drive. I travel.
Okay, do you direct a motorized vessel without some kind of government-issued license plate on the back of it?
It's a private conveyance.
Okay, private conveyance. I've heard so many different terms for people will call them, different terms that one will use. So
I'm not at that stage yet, but I do carry my papers, which is a fee schedule that I actually charge the city, state, or feds, whoever pulls me over, for pulling me over illegally, and I charge them.
Have you ever gotten paid?
I haven't had a chance to use it yet, but okay. I do have friends that have, and yes, they have.
I want to see some video. I want to see
Actually, if you go on YouTube, there's a few videos on there that have exactly that.
I've seen some videos where people will, like, they'll badger the cops with this kind of information and things like that.
And the cops are scared.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen cops leave a guy alone that talked about this stuff in Canada, which doesn't give me a lot of hope, by the way, because it's not in the United States. I want it to be inside this jurisdiction. But, you know, I want to see them go to the courtroom. I want them to see, stand behind the rail, demand of the judge that they, they meet their fee schedule and the whole deal that they destroy my, give me the money that my straw man has and all these things that I've heard of, because I have a difficult time internalizing all this.
You know, Eddie Craig here in Austin, a retired deputy sheriff, who gets a class on all this, and he drives without license plate or license or the stickers or anything. Mm-hmm. And he's been pulled over before, and they've done the thing to him, but he's so knowledgeable of this stuff, they're not able to do anything to him.
I wonder
There are a few people in the class that do drive without the license plates and all that.
You know, if I was going out hunting for, rabbits, and I ran across a porcupine, I'd probably leave the porcupine alone. That doesn't mean that I don't have justification, quote-unquote, to shoot the porcupine. It just means that I'm not looking to eat porcupines because they're prickly and they're ornery and they're hard to deal with. Rabbits are just much better. I can shoot, skin, and eat three rabbits in the time that it would take me to deal with this one nasty little porcupine. And I'm wondering,
I'm just saying, knowledge is power, and the more people learn, the more power they're going to have.
I'm with you on that. I just don't. All this the right to travel stuff is very interesting to me. I'd like to see more proof. I've been emailed a couple of things.
See, it makes a lot of sense. The problem is some of the judges don't really they're going to disregard that, or they're going to obfuscate, and a lot of people don't really know how to use these laws properly.
Exactly, but that's why you're going to have to learn what's the difference between civil law, administrative law, and maritime admiralty law.
Ed Murphy Law, yeah. Did you see that fringe in the flag, Wayne? You know that there's a problem if there's fringe in the flag.
It's Admiralty Court, yeah.
I would plead my case from the ground. I would not plead it inside that little square that you have to go to, you know, the plaintiff, the defendant, and the judge. Because once you enter into that, that's like entering into a ship. And the judge is like the captain, and he can do anything he wants to. He doesn't have jurisdiction over you until you get to that square.
I've heard it 100 times, Ray, but, you know, I've got to say there's a court here in Keene, New Hampshire, the Keene District Court, where I have gone dozens of times for different people doing different stuff to watch things, and there's no rail.
Well, you know, I guess people down here in Austin are doing it differently. They're educated on it, and I see it happening all the time.
But do you understand that there's no rail? That's what I'm telling you. There is no rail.
There's their imaginary rail.
There's an imaginary rail. What am I supposed to do with an imaginary rail?
I know a guy who used to go to court with an American flag without the fringe, a small one, and he would stand up, and he wouldn't go into the square. He would just stand up and say, I'm here under the flag of peace. And he used to get positive results just doing that alone.
Well, I'd love to get Eddie Craig on here because he is the one who is the most knowledgeable in this, and he could just tell you the way it is. And
it's Free Talk Live. Eddie Craig can call in anytime he'd like at 855-450-3733.
I will call him right now and have him call you.
All right, Ray. Thank you very much for the call. 855-450-FREE. It's a Free Talk Live, SACL CAI call-in line.
Yeah, there's been a lot of interesting legal theories like that, and I've looked into some of them, and some of them seem to make a lot of sense. It's just a matter of how the courts handle them now, because the courts seem to be going downhill fast.
I don't know. I mean, it seems to me you're completely at their whim. You know, I mean, I hope the best for those folks. I'm not trying to say, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. If this is the secret, I'd love to know it. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. 855-450-3733. You know, Free Talk Live, we love you so much that we even give you a mobile site. Go to m.freetalklive.com for all of your mobile application needs. Make it easy on you. That's m.freetalklive.com. It, like everything on the website, is completely free. m.freetalklive.com. Are you a cigarette smoker? I was, too, for many years. And you know, they're not real good for your health. Chances are good they give you a disease, they'll kill you. There's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month just by switching to e-cigarettes. And Vaporsmiths.com makes one of the best e-cigarettes on the market. It has a good battery in it and a larger vaporizer. It will last, unlike some of those chintzy ones out there. You won't have to deal with ashtray mouth anymore. No smell, no secondhand smoke, no smoke at all. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60 and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. So you can get a free starter kit and free shipping with the purchase of 40 cartomizers by calling 855-2-GET-VAPOR or going to Vaporsmiths.com. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. In the last segment, we're talking to a gentleman about the right to travel and that kind of thing. And it's always an interesting topic here on Free Talk Live. Let's go to Adam in Manchester. Adam?
Hello, Mark and Wayne.
What's happening?
Hello.
I'm calling looking for some sympathy because I'm so frustrated when I hear people who say the things that last caller says, like there's a difference between driving and traveling, and that driving is a commercial activity, and there's just no basis in the law for these claims.
I wouldn't know. I mean, you know, their laws are so thick and Byzantine. Somebody is relying on the law, the people not to know the law, because I certainly don't. I don't think anybody knows the law. From what I can tell, cops don't even know the law.
Mm-hmm.
Lawyers don't know the law. Judges don't know the law.
It's impossible to know all the laws. Look, I mean, the law that we call, I mean, you could take a whole huge college gymnasium and fill it full of books, and even that's not everything.
And you couldn't read them in a lifetime. You couldn't read them in three lifetimes.
Yeah, the law is, by definition, whatever the judge says on the day that you're there.
Yeah.
And
So do you have some kind of expertise in this area, and you can say that there is, you can factually state that there's no basis in the law, Adam?
I have looked into it, and I have gotten into debates on the Internet with people who make these claims, and there seems to be one particular document circulating that is the origin of all these stories. And it's got citations to cases, so it looks very official. But I went through this document, and I looked up every case, and they're 2-1. They're taken out of context and not quoted correctly, and most of them are from the era when driving was a new thing. And some of them are from before there were driver's licenses.
That was about the 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and and they're from various states. The state, the law in each state is not the same either. But a few years ago at the Liberty Forum, I met a lawyer named Roger Roots.
Roots?
And he happens to have written an article on this very thing. He wrote an article called The Orphaned Right, The Right to Travel by Automobile, that was published in the Oklahoma City University Law Review.
Okay.
And it's exactly on this topic. He goes through the history of this right, and the bad news is that there is no right to travel. There's no right to operate a motor vehicle or an automobile, call it whatever you want, on public roads.
And so do you mean when you say right, do you mean like a legal right? Like the law does not recognize the right to travel? Because I would say that there is a right to travel on a road that they force you to pay for, but... You know, I should be able to take a big wheel down the road if that's what I
or
feel
a
like.
Horse.
Tricycle
what about
or whatever.
What about when people travel by horse and buggy? Do they have to have a license for that?
No, and riding a horse around might be the only way to not risk being pulled over.
You probably risk dying.
Yeah. there's a whole other set of laws if you want to own horses, though. So
yeah,
it's not clear that's going to minimize your government interactions.
So would you consider yourself a legal expert in this area, and you're saying that there is no basis in law for these claims?
Yes.
So what is your expertise? I'm digging here, Adam. Upon what do you claim this expertise?
Okay, I am a member of the New Hampshire Bar Association.
Okay, I knew that. I wanted you to say that.
But don't believe me because I'm saying that. Don't. I don't want this to be about my expertise and my authority. Rather, my point is that the law is written down. There's law libraries. It takes a long time, but it's not a secret. And people who know more than I have about this have done the research.
It is a secret if people haven't, if people don't know the information. So if, and you said that the article by, what was this gentleman's name again?
Roger I. Roots, R-O-O-T-S.
Okay, please, if you would, send me that article through email so that I can look at it and have some kind of information. Because we've been hearing this for years on Free Talk Live, and frankly, I don't know anything about it.
And there have been ex-sheriffs and ex-police officers who have asserted this and actually done it. There's a guy out in California, what was his name? Richard McDonald, I believe. He was an ex-police officer, and he drove with no license plates and no driver's license, and he was left unscathed.
Was the reason because he was using these magic words about admiralty law and...
Well, something like that. I don't recall. It's been a long time since I heard about it, but I remember reading about it, and I found it intriguing, but it's not like I wanted to go out and do it, too.
Right. I always wonder about this, Adam, because I've seen some videos. I saw a video of a guy in Canada somehow get out of some stuff by, using some of these, these incantations, essentially, with these police officers, and they let him go. I mean, they didn't say, you're a justified man in the land, so be ye free, non-citizen of the several states. I mean, they didn't speak back to him in incantations or anything, but it did seem like, these guys could have, kicked this guy's grill in and taken him off to jail if they'd have felt like it, and they didn't. Do you have any ideas why that happens?
I have seen some of these videos from Canada. I don't know if we're talking about the same one, but I know one in particular. It looked a lot like the video when Pete and Ademo were in Greenfield and the judge just got flustered and walked out of the room. And I typed this guy's name, the Canadian fellow, I typed his name into the internet, and I very quickly found an article from the day after that video was made about how the whole case was proceeding, and that was just a minor hiccup in the distribution of justice.
Interesting.
And it did not, the video shows what it shows, it doesn't show what happened afterwards.
And it's a very important aspect of it. There's no doubt about it. And, we've seen some videos, from you were mentioning Liberty on Tour and libertyontour.com, their videos. And there was another instance where they stood up to some police officers for the right to film or something like that. And the police, give up and go away. It's all very interesting, but it seems like the law is kind of whatever the cops want to do at that given time.
Yes, they do what they can get away with, and if they get away with it, then by definition it was legal.
Yeah, right. If they got away with it, it was legal. So if somebody's invested time and energy into this whole, traveling on the land thing that we're talking about, the Admiralty Law stuff, what kind of questions would you have for them? What questions should they ask the people who are mentoring them?
I want to see your legal authority, and that means a case, a statute, a regulation, a constitution, something that the government published that supports this.
Because, I mean, if you're going to drive without a license plate on the road, some people claim to do it. There's no doubt about it. But, it seems like you're going to run into some problems at some point.
Personally, know someone who's claimed to do this successfully?
You mean no one in real life?
The last caller said, I haven't done it myself, but I know someone who did. That seems to be always the story. I haven't myself.
But you'll always find somebody who'll claim to do it. What do you do when they stand in front of you and say that they've done it? Call them a liar? I don't know. I mean,
have you been in that situation? I have not.
I'm not driving around in a car without a license plate, and I've got better things to do than chat with police officers on the side of the road about my constitutional right to travel and why it is that I have to pay for this road through my property taxes. But people,
have you met somebody who makes that claim?
What's that?
Have you met somebody who claims?
I'm sure I've met people that have made the claim that they have driven without the without a license plate. I'm sure I've met them in real life.
I look forward to the day when I meet that person.
Adam, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
I'm Jim Cook, brewer of Samuel Adams. Why is Boston Lager loved by beer drinkers? Maybe it's the deep amber color, or the head so thick you could float a bottle cap. Or maybe it's just a freaking good beer. Yeah.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
Hey, I'm downtown at a festival sampling the refreshing real iced tea taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea.
Man, this tastes like real iced tea.
But Twisted Tea has a kick.
Twisted Tea,
the refreshing hard iced tea that tastes like real iced tea.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Twist responsibly.